music all the time. And you're not going to hear that on, what is it, Virgin 96 now? Radio stations in this city, except for CKUT, change their names on a regular basis. They just really can't make up their minds. But let's just remember that community radio is extremely important in this city, because you're going to hear great groups. You're going to hear Lesbians on Ecstasy. You're going to hear the United Steelworkers. You're going to hear the two great rappers and throat singers that we had on the show today. You're going to hear great music like Janet Rogers or Sherry Miracle. You're going to hear some great music like War Party, the FBI. You're going to hear Atzlin Underground. You're going to hear some of the best hip-hop that has come in, that you've heard in the last decade. Because let's remember, hip-hop is a music of protest. And what better place to protest than some of our reserves that are in some of the worst conditions, have third world conditions across this country. So,
I wasn't Welcome to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. It's good to be here. My name's Christian.
I'm Fleur. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, we're both here tonight again. We're on a streak.
This is a streak. We should go bet.
Yeah. We opened her up there with Avi Buffalo. What's In It For is the name of the song from their self-titled debut LP that was just released in 2010, at the end of April, actually. So they're an indie pop-based band in Long Beach, California. Love the sound of that track.
I like the ooh-oohs.
The ooh-oohs and ah-ahs. They've actually been compared, or some of their music has been compared to the sound of The Shins from Portland, Oregon. A band that I definitely love the sound of. So, and they're actually just on their first headlining tour. They're playing the Biltmore tomorrow evening.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Gosh, we're on the ball.
Yeah, so if you like the sound of Avi Buffalo, go check them out tomorrow evening at the Biltmore.
I think that was a great song to start off with because it's such a miserable day outside. It's like pouring rain. It's just a cool, chill California vibe.
Brings the sunshine, makes you a little happier.
Exactly. Well, we've got a few oldies and some newbies here on the show today. The next song we're going to play is by Lenny Kravitz. It's an old song. The reason we chose Lenny Kravitz today was because him, Mos Def, and Tim Robbins have released a charity single to help relief efforts on the Gulf Coast. We all remember at the beginning of this year that huge BP oil spill in the Mexican Gulf Coast, and it's still, we've talked about it a couple of times on the show, and it's still, there's a huge cleanup effort going on with a lot of people in the States, in Mexico and in the Caribbean that are destitute after it because of this horrible spill.
Ecological disaster, yeah.
Ecological disaster.
The effects of it will definitely be felt for decades to come.
Exactly.
That's for sure.
So Lenny Kravitz and Mos Def and Tim Robbins have actually called themselves the Gulf Aid All-Stars, which I kind of liked. I didn't realize Tim Robbins could sing or play or whatever.
Or act.
Oh!
I'm just kidding.
Hey, he's done some good stuff. So the super group have actually reworked the classic tune Ain't My Fault to help Gulf Aid. Obviously, this charity was established in response to what has been called one of the biggest oil spills in history, just 50 miles off the Louisiana coast. This song was originally written by Joseph Smokey Johnson and Wardell Joseph Wall. How do you say that one?
Preserg.
That was a good one. Obviously, by the massive oil spill. And if you want to know more about Gulf Aid, you can go to gulfaid.org. They're trying to raise a lot of money for the people that have been affected. They did a benefit concert in July that raised over $300,000. So that's pretty cool for just one day event.
It's not a bad take.
Yeah, exactly. So the fund will ensure all proceeds are distributed to organisations focused on supporting wetlands, coastal environmental issues and the well-being of fishermen and the regional seafood industry, which obviously has been dramatically and devastatingly impacted over the Gulf oil spill. And you can actually pick up Gulf Aid T-shirts and caps as well.
Awesome.
Which is pretty cool.
Well, check out the website, www.gulfaid.org. And right here, we've got Lenny Kravitz with Fields of Joy on Are You Aware?
Let's wander slowly through the fields. Slowly through the fields. I touch the sky, just you and I, through fields of joy. Our trouble slowly fades away, slowly fades away. I hold your the land.
Sexual Assault Support Center offers support services to survivors of sexual assault and other forms of violence, as well as their friends, family members, and partners. They are committed to education and the support of students, staff, faculty, and visitors of all genders. They offer counseling, accompaniments, information, and referrals. They also facilitate specialized workshops and training sessions, develop public education campaigns, and hold special events related to anti-violence work. All services are free and confidential. For more information on programs and services or on volunteer opportunities, visit their website, www.ams.ubc.ca/SASC.
Feel shame, drive you home. Will fame make you whole? I don't know. I don't know. Is there love? Will you go? Are there ways to come home if you've been gone too long?
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And you just heard Sebastian Granger with his song Ways to Come Home. Oops, Sebastian Granger and the Mountains.
Yeah, don't forget the mountains.
So Sebastian Granger has actually come from Mississauga, Ontario. He's been around for a little while. He was the drummer and singer of the now defunct dance punk duo Death From Above, which is a weird concept when you just hear that song to think that he played death punk, which I don't even know what death punk means.
I'm not sure myself, but definitely a different sound. They were featured in 2009's Friends in Bellwoods 2. The first Friends in Bellwoods was released in 2008. They're actually a compilation CD that showcase some of Canada's fastest rising indie rock acts. They feature rare and new released and unreleased tracks from groups like Obijou, the Dubervilles, the Acorn, and Kids on TV. Friends in Bellwoods 2 features Final Fantasy, Gentleman Man Reg, Great Lake Swimmers, and of course, Sebastian Granger and the Mountains.
Yeah, and Friends in Bellwoods 2, all the proceeds from the album is going to the Daily Bread Food Bank, which provides food and resources for hungry people. All the food donations coming from the public and the food industry are sorted and delivered to their member agencies, which is kind of cool. These agencies provide food relief programs such as food banks, meal programs for a lot of the diverse members of the community within Toronto. And the clients are also offered advocacy support in resolving issues that may accompany hunger, such as access to social benefits, housing, immigration, and employment.
Awesome. Before that, we had The Doors with Break On Through to the Other Side. So a song from their debut album released in 1967. Everybody knows that one. A great track. It was the first single released by the band and was unsuccessful compared to their later hits, reaching only number 126 in the U.S. on the charts there. So great song. Everyone knows that one. Next up, we've got some Blitz and Trapper. They're a Portland, Oregon-based experimental folk rock band signed to Sub Pop Records. They've been doing their thing since 2000. Their first, actually, three albums were self-released. So kudos to them for taking that on their own and making that happen. This past summer, they supported Make It Pop, a benefit show for PDX Pop Now, which is a nonprofit that promotes Portland's music community.
And 209 was the seventh consecutive year that Make It Pop had been held, which is crazy. That's really good. Like, I'm pretty impressed by that.
Yeah, 7 years straight. They're making it happen. Exactly. You of all people know how hard it can be to put on an annual fundraising musical show.
Are you letting the cat out of the bag a little bit?
Maybe.
Yeah, it takes a lot. And also trying to convince the artists to donate their time and talent to a cause kind of, because they get asked all the time as well. So it's challenging, but it's so rewarding. My friends and I that do put Music for Change on each year or have put on benefit concerts, we didn't do it this year and we actually all missed it.
Yeah, it's a fun way to bring awareness and raise funds for various causes and charities.
Definitely. PDX Pop Now's mission is dedicated to stimulating and expanding participation in Portland's music. It's all volunteer organization committed to being accessible, current and local. They provide and support live performances and recorded materials. They aspire to advance a sustainable community which values inclusivity and high caliber of artistry to enable a creative dialogue between artists and audience, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. Blitz and Trapper actually played the Rickshaw in Vancouver on September 21st, so if you were lucky enough to catch them.
Did you go to that show?
No, I didn't. Oh. I didn't get to, but if you miss a show, here's Blitz and Trapper with Evening Star from their album Destroy the World, which just came out in 2010. So enjoy.
You're a broken-hearted party girl. Your skirt's on fire, your hair's uncurled. Your dancing days are at an end. Yeah, you got no one to call your friend. All you got left is a silhouette, an empty bed, and a cheap Corvette. You're a long way from your sweet 16. You need some stonewashed jeans and a time machine to take you back to that railroad track where you first took flight.
take me back to that first romance where you made your stand, you were hand in hand with the black eyed angel of the evening star. When you came to the city in your cheap perfume and you rented a room, but you grew up soon. Always dressed like a killer in the afternoon, sipping warm champagne from a silver spoon. In the night you would travel in your lover's car, with your juice so bright like a shooting star. But your nightmares must have caught up with you, and all the pills and the profits couldn't get you through. To take you back to that railroad track, where you first took flight in the morning light. So take me back that first romance where you made your stand, you were hand in hand with the black eyed angel of the evening star. At the end of the world in a dressing gown. Your hair was on fire, your shoes were misplaced. On your face was a trace of a distant place. It's a long way home, back to Wichita, where they put you back together, fill your head with straw. Now all you got left is a silhouette in a cheap Corvette, but girl, you ain't dead yet. So take me back to that railroad track where you first took flight in the morning. So take me back to that first romance where you made your stand, you were hand in hand with the black eyed angel of the evening star. With the black eyed angel of the evening star. With the black eyed angel of the evening star.
Is the new craze, the thing called the Wobble Weeble. Get with it or get off the boat. You just Wobble Weeble, come do the Wobble Weeble. That dance a physical, you can't move like a feeble. Yeah, yeah. Wobble Weeble, come do the Wobble Weeble. All the artists new craze, all the people never amazed when you Wobble Weeble, come do the Wobble Weeble. That dance a physical, you can't move like a feeble when you. Craze and the people them amaze. If you follow me step, I watch closely. If you do the wobble weeble, it not too easy. You have to bend your back and roll your belly. Put your Dramatics is the new craze, the thing called the Wobble Weeble. Get with it or get off the boat. You just Wobble Weeble, come do the Wobble Weeble. That dance a physical, you can't move like a feeble. Yeah, yeah. Wobble Weeble, come do the Wobble Weeble. All the artists new craze, all the people never amazed when you Wobble Weeble, come do the Wobble Weeble. That dance a physical, you can't move like a feeble when you. Craze and the people them amaze. If you follow me step, I watch closely. If you do the wobble weeble, it not too easy. You have to bend your back and roll your belly. Put your hand by your head and whiny whiny. Kick out
with one foot like you're half crazy. My attitude, girls have the dance already. So just wobble weeble, come do the wobble weeble. The dance are physical, you can't move like you're feeble. When you wobble weeble, come do the wobble weeble. And the artist new craze and the people them amaze. When no matter if you're old, it no matter if you're young. For real, all the wickedest dancer jam down. It make the shot of them wobble down, them gun. When night time come in my trophy win some. Them a do the wobble weeble till the boat tumble down. Nancy starts smile like she want give me some. We a do the wobble weeble till the rising of the sun. Oofy get left and oofy come. So you just wobble weeble, come do the wobble weeble. That dance a physical, you can't move like you feel. When you wobble weeble, come do the wobble weeble. All the artists in your face and the people them amaze. When you wobble weeble, come do the wobble weeble. That dance a physical, you can't move like you feel. When you wobble weeble, come do the wobble weeble. All the artists in your face and the people them amaze. Follow me step and watch closely. If you do the wobble weeble, it's not too easy. You have to bend your back and roll your belly. Put your hand by your head and whiny, whiny. Kick out one foot like you're half crazy. My attitude, girls have the dance already. So just wobble weeble, come do the wobble weeble. The dance are physical, you can't move like you're feeble. Wobble weeble, come do the wobble weeble. All the artists new craze of the people them amaze. When you wobble weeble, come do the wobble weeble. The dance are physical, you can't move like you're feeble. When you wobble weeble, come do the wobble weeble. All the artists new craze of the people them amaze. It no matter if you're old, it no matter if you're young. For real, all the wickedest dancer jam down. It make the shot of them wobble down, them gun. When night time come in, my draft win some. Them a do the wobble weeble till them both tumble down. Nancy starts smile like she won't give me some. Them a do the wobble weeble till the rising of the sun. Oofy get left and oofy come. Just wobble weeble, come do the wobble weeble. The dance are physical, you can't move like you're feeble. When you wobble weeble, come do the wobble weeble. All the artists new craze of the people them amaze. When you wobble weeble, come do the wobble weeble. The dance are physical, you can't move like you're feeble. When you
CITR is proud to sponsor these upcoming shows at the Biltmore Cabaret.
October 29th, Long Beach, California's Avi Buffalo hits the stage in support of their debut self-titled album, out now on Sub Pop. Advance tickets are $12 and the doors are open at 8. October 30th, get into the Halloween spirit with Flemish Eye Jag Jaguar recording artists Women, touring in support of their frighteningly good new album, Public Strain. New Sensei and Make Out videotape will be warming up the stage. Tickets are only $11 in advance, doors at 8.
Tickets are available at the Biltmore, Zulu Records, Red Cat Records, and Ticketweb.ca.
Yeah.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. And that was Jill Scott with Golden from her album called Volume 2. Jill Scott is an American soul and R&B singer-songwriter, poet, and an actress, so quite accomplished. She's actually won 3 Grammy Awards, which is an amazing feat, I must say. So Scott has established the Blues Babe Foundation, which is a program founded to help young minority students pay for university expenses.
The Blues Babes Foundation offers financial assistance to students between the ages of 16 to 21 and targets students residing in Philadelphia, Camden, and the Greater Delaware Valley. Its mission statement says it seeks to provide financial support and mentoring for those students who have shown the aptitude and commitment to their education, but whose families may not have the resources to ensure completion of their undergraduate degrees. So it's cool that she's supporting people that want to go to school and don't have the financial resources to do it.
Yeah, education is the foundation. So, kudos to her for helping people make that happen, because education is so important.
Have you seen Dave Chappelle's Block Party?
Yeah, I have.
She can wail in there.
She has. Amazing pipes,
exactly.
For sure. Before that, we had Dubmatix with a pretty fun song called Wobble Weeble from System Shakedown, which just was released. One of Canada's premier dub reggae and electro artists, Dubmatix is the solo musical project of Toronto's Jesse King. King's been involved in music for quite some time. It started from his early childhood while on the road and in studios with his musician and local jazzer father, Bill King, whose career spanned 5 decades.
And for all those people that aren't originally from Canada, I was as surprised as you are to find out there is dub reggae music coming out of Canada. I did not expect
it. And good dub reggae.
That was good. That was my first dub reggae Canadian stuff, so I'm very impressed. They actually, Dubmatics, I should say, supports the Joe Strummer Foundation. If you guys don't know who Joe Strummer is, he was the co-founder, lyricist, rhythm guitarist, and lead vocalist for the critically acclaimed and pretty much known as one of the, I guess, the cornerstones of the punk movement, definitely back in the 60s with the band The Clash. Strummerville is a registered charity that aims to create new opportunities for aspiring musicians.
Strummerville is set up by the friends and family of Joe Strummer, the great Joe Strummer, in the year after his death. The charity seeks to reflect Joe's unique contribution to music by offering support, resources, and performance opportunities to artists who would not normally have access to them. So I think that's awesome. And it's an awesome way to pay tribute to Joe Strummer as well, to try to cultivate and help some independent musicians out there. So that's pretty cool.
And I like what they say about the big point is around performance opportunities for artists. I think a lot of them would be sort of closed off to a lot of opportunities to perform in some pretty cool spaces and recording just because they're not known or don't have the quota of fan base that they need to actually go and play somewhere. So that's pretty cool. I really like that.
Exactly. To find out more about Strummerville, I was actually on the website last night. It's pretty neat. There's a number of different ways that they get or kind of give back to aspiring musicians. So check out www.strummerville.com. There's actually a little video, about a 5-minute video on there, that kind of explains the charity's mission and what they do. So go check it out when you have a chance.
So next we've got Canadians Aubijou with their song The Woods from Swift Feet for Troubling. They're an indie pop band based out of Toronto. The Stars, they've actually been involved in a pretty cool thing called a charity album. It's called Sing Me to Sleep, and it includes The Stars, Darla, and Aubijou's Casey McKeisha. The album has been released on May 18th through American Laundromat Records. All the proceeds from the album will be donated to the Valerie Fund, which provides support for healthcare for children with cancer and blood disorders.
Yeah. So here's Aubijou with The Woods on Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
such a great height, but you're hanging on, you're still hung up inside. You gotta readjust, you must believe that you're the one. You gotta learn to trust, so tough. It's easier said than done, but is it worth a risk? All this has got you highly strung. It's easier said than done. Gotta readjust, you must believe that you're the one. You gotta learn to trust, so tough. It's easier said than done, but is it worth the risk? All this has got you highly strung. It's easier said than done.
When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girl. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong button again.
So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
Share.
Listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver, and it's 5 minutes to seven, so you've got 35 minutes left with us before Bleak gets in at 7:30 with Exquisite Corpse. And we heard Vancouver's own You Say Party, formerly known as You Say Party, We Say Die. You might remember earlier this year a tragedy was bestowed upon You Say Party, unfortunately, during the show, right?
During the show.
Their drummer collapsed on stage and ended up going to hospital and later died the next day. So obviously, for obvious reasons, they decided to cancel their European tour and things like that just to, take stock and mourn the loss of their drummer. And I was reading on their website the other day, and they put out this first song, performance back after the death. That was in like February, wasn't it? February, May, maybe? I don't know. Somewhere around there. This was put up on July 2nd, and they said that out of respect for Devon and the evolution of life, today we announce that we will no longer be known as You Say Party, We Say Die, but instead as simply You Say Party. Lately, we've been thinking a lot about the words and meanings we've spoken through our music. To return you to the core message of our band, we present the first track, There Is Love Within My Heart, as the next single in North America, and that's the one we just played. So, I mean, that makes total sense. You wouldn't want to include that after such a tragedy.
Yeah, most definitely. It makes makes total sense. Good call on their part.
Yeah, and it's good to see that they're going on with their tours. And like they said, if you have a read through what they've been talking about, and obviously with Devin, their drummer, that they've had support from the family to keep going, and they know that Devin would have wanted them to keep going as well. So,
yeah. Before that, we had More Chiba with Easier Said Than Done from their latest album, Blood Like Lemonade. More Chiba is a British band that's been around since 1995. Blood Like Lemonade actually sees the band return with their first album since 2002 to feature Sky Edwards on vocals. Sky Edwards has sung on two charity collaborations, Perfect Day in 1997 in aid of children in need, and then also Band-Aid 20 in 2004 in aid of famine relief in Sudan, Africa. So, and she can... She can
wail. Yeah. She's so cute live. I was telling Christian, before I forget, this is actually their seventh album. So More Chiba, if you've not heard of them before, they've got a pretty solid anthology or discography. And I was telling Christian, when I went and saw More Chiba a few years ago now, I was expecting a really chill out show, pretty relaxed, and they turned it around and funked it up. And it's honestly, their live shows are so fun, and just Sky talks to the audience and stuff like that. There's this one
really high energy.
This one part, she is twirling around, and she was wearing this gorgeous one of those like flamingo red skirts, and it twirled up so you could see her underwear. And it's pretty funny because I think one of the band members leaned over and went, "Yo, everyone can see your underwear." And so she actually talked to the audience, and she's like, "Can you see my underwear?" And they're like, and we're all like, "Yeah, of course." And she's like, "I don't believe you." And she's like, "What color are they?" And we're all like, "Black." And she was so mortified afterwards. It was really cute.
Sounds like fun to me.
Yeah, it was awesome. So who have we got next? Cristiano?
Before we do that, we should plug Fun Drive is coming up. CITR Fun Drive is coming up. It's November 16th to 25th. I know last week we were talking a little bit about it, and we just cannot, as CITR, the radio station, just cannot do it without the support of the community. So Fun Drive's coming up November 16th to 25th. There's going to be lots of prizes and tickets given away to donors, and we actually lucked out, and we've got Black Mountain tickets to give away. Woo-hoo. So make sure
Black Mountain and the Black Keys.
Oh, and the Black Keys.
Yeah, they're playing together.
Well, there you go. It's gonna be a good one. I know the first show is sold out. I believe the tickets that we have are for the second show. So listen up and get your wallet out.
And yeah, you can pledge online beforehand, or you can ring up and pledge during the fun drive. We need to raise $30,000 to keep the radio station going. So like we said, we don't get much funding, or we're not a profit radio show, so we need the support of our listeners out there. And there's not that many independent radio stations out there, so you need to support the ones that are still alive and kicking, like we are.
Yeah. Next up, we've got Luke Doucette and the White Falcon. Luke Doucette is a Canadian singer-songwriter and guitarist. He writes and performs both as a solo artist as well as a member of the indie rock band Veal. After playing in bands throughout high school, as a 19-year-old, he moved to Vancouver and joined Sarah McLachlan's band.
Well, that's a nice way to cut
your teeth.
It's a pretty shabby just out of school day job, I think.
Nice way
not
to cut your teeth, for sure. So.
Luke has supported War Child Canada in the past, and we've talked about War Child before, but I might just remind you of it. War Child works with getting war-affected children out of dangerous zones and supporting them in a lot of, important things. War Child is actually promoting a benefit concert on their website. It was called the Peace.Love Music Festival, and it was born after a random act of gun violence that claimed the lives of Dylan Ellis and Oliver Martin in Toronto in 2008, and family and friends felt compelled to do something. So the Peace.Love, an annual music festival to support initiatives that combat violence through music and the arts, was created in 2009.
It takes place on November 11th, 2010, at the Government in downtown Toronto. Features some great artists, including Big Boy of Outkast, Rima Major, Scratch Bastard, who's from Halifax, from the East Coast, and Grand Analog, who we love here at Are You Aware? All proceeds from ticket sales will be donated equally to War Child Canada, Leave Out Violence, and Peace Builders.
Nice. And he's actually going to be playing the venue in Vancouver on November 12th. So he's got a busy weekend. And obviously November 11th is Remembrance Day, so that was chosen for the reason to have that show on that day, obviously looking back at the wars and praying and hoping that it doesn't happen again.
Yeah. So here's Luke Doucette and the White Falcon with You Gotta Get It on CITR.
Everything I own, I slave for it, and everywhere I've been, I travel far. Everyone I love, they love me back, but every time I sleep, I toss and I turn. Sun goes down, I'm terrified. You gotta watch where you put your head. You gotta get it when the getting's right. You gotta get it, you gotta get it. For every beer I drink, my morning suffers. Lying in the rain only makes me wet. Every night without you makes my body lonely. Sleeping is a luxury that makes me sweat. The sun comes up, I'm alright. You gotta watch where you put your head. You gotta get it when the getting's right. You gotta get it, you gotta get it.
Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR Vancouver.
a little Deer Tick for your Thursday night. That was Deer Tick with 20 Miles on Are You Aware Music That Has Something to Say.
Such a lovely night.
It is. They're from Providence, Rhode Island. Deer Tick's music has often been described as a combination of folk, blues, and country. And I love what they've recently done. They recently auctioned off the tour bus that they used for all of their gigging transportation in 2009 in order to support relief efforts for flood victims in Pakistan. So according to the band, a generous portion of the sale, which was conducted through eBay, was donated to Oxfam America for their relief efforts.
I have to say, doing our research every week, it's so rewarding and really interesting to see how bands are thinking of innovative ways to give back and things like that. And yeah, I'm just really happy.
Yeah, I think it's a great way to kind of raise funds. And obviously, they didn't need the van anymore, so.
The bus, a 2001 GMC Savannah school bus nicknamed the Flagship after Deer Tick's Born on Flag Day album, has 122,000 miles and an 80-cylinder engine. That's a beast.
Yeah. I know bidding opened at $500. I'm not too sure what it was auctioned off for, but the person that actually purchased the van is using it to transport local bands. I can't remember. I think the person that bought it was from Texas, to gigs around the area.
Oh,
so it's
cool.
Pretty neat. They're kind of using it to help out bands that wouldn't otherwise have transportation to get out of their local area and play gigs. So I think that's really cool.
Giving back every step of the way.
Yeah.
And in the middle there, we had Huevos Rancheros with their song Secret Recipe from their album Dig In. They're a Canadian indie rock band formed in 1990 from Calgary. Huevos Rancheros perform an instrumental blend of rockabilly, surf, grunge, and punk music. I liked it. That had the nice level of each.
Yeah, it was definitely fun. And in 2007, they helped establish the Meritech Memorial Fund, making $1,000 available to a worthy journalism student each year at Mount Royal University. The fund is actually in memory of James Meritech, a beloved Calgary Herald rock critic who passed away in 2006. Meritech helped Huevos Rancheros with many favorable reviews over their career, and this is the way they say thanks and pay tribute to the man. And I think that's fairly interesting because musicians and rock critics generally have a love-hate relationship. So it's very interesting to see how they hold Meritech in such high regard. So
I think it's anyone that does anything creative, whether you write, act, any of that, even with food, right? Like, the critics are always so harsh. So
a lot of the time, yeah.
There's never a good relationship with them. So it's good to see that they've been supporting this cause.
Yeah, definitely. On with more music here. We're gonna end the show here over the next 15 or minutes with a barrage of tunes for you. So let's start that off with Shad and Rosetown on Are You Aware? Music that has something to say.
Rose Garden.
Or Rose Garden.
Slash Isaac, in a sense, he baptized him. Rabbi said, don't trust them cash prizes. Same things that float your boat can capsize it. Tell the snakes they can take a hike like gas prices. No such things as halfway crooks or half righteous. Those who have eyes should act like it to help the sightless seeking the light switch to see in the night with. We leading the lifeless. Sometimes I just want to play some shows, make some dough, take it home, lay in my bed and stay in my safety zone. But CeeLo said it best. I know too much and I owe too much to let it rest. Heard a voice say, hey, you never question when you get the blessing. So don't get vexed when your life is stressed. And I promised I'll be with you no matter what the issue, but there will be some issues to address. Listen to the lady in the dress. It's too much in the way.
I weigh $2 and if I had 2 slugs to spray like rah rah. Glenn Beck better duck like foie gras. Make shots, poke his face like Gaga. But mama says forgive, so I'll give him that bar like a Mars, then let him live. The Mississauga continues ramping while my DJ's lamping like Green Lantern. Sampling mansions. Now I ain't rich as Richard Branson. I'm King Kong meets Vince Vaughn and I play like a champion in my Monday ball league. Nah, be all week. 7 days of black power naps every 48 half hours. That's 24-star Jack Bauer. Can't cower when the rain falls. And it falls whether you're Gandhi or you're Adolf. Fall weather, but there's always a way, y'all. Make the call, no rain delay, play ball. No. Yeah. The lady in the dress say it best.
Are you tired of spending your hard-earned money on CDs, compact discs, I mean, DVDs even, whatever, anything that might be better with
radio-ness?
I'm sick of listening to music without any funny quips in between. No commercials, I mean, come on, what about
Jay,
Mark,
Jason,
the Bear, all those guys? Now you'll never have to miss out on crazy
Mark Farabee
and Jason the Bear
Paulette.
Because
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver
has come up with their own label. That's right. You can listen to music and never have to listen to... You can listen to music and never have to miss out on the radio-ness.
Listen to Friday Sunrise, Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m. on 101.9 CITR with your hosts, Mark Farabee
and Jason Paulette.
Do you want to have your music played? Have your horoscope read or just
give us some random advice?
Send us an email at fridaysunrise at vanmusic.ca or call us during the show at 604-UBC-CITR or 604-822-2487. Friday Sunrise, Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m.
Injection on a blank.
Took a hold of my hand while I was right. 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 Look on me, ting up and look on me, and. Make me some old time, 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 old time.
Cowboy with a lasso is deeper than a black hole. Create monopolies, except they collect a fee when your pass go. Crisis international, the government de facto. We got no control of this fiasco. Darker than the back roads, bubble hotter than Tabasco. More than what you bargain for, asphalt.
You never see happy, hungry.
angry people that irrational. They blasted through the gates and they attack you at the capital. Run up in your palace, find a head to stay to crack a few. Get a taste of power, then they become fascists too. The fiscal conservatives don't know what their purpose is. Spend money on the war, then they cut your goods and services. Murderous corporate monsters is breaking records. Exxon's at $40 billion a year. They raking in record profits. Stop it. How they banking while the oil industry is tanking? Leadership is sinking. Up pollution in the water stankin'. Loyalty to petroleum royalty spoil the economy. We won't get it poppin' till we oil free. If your oil rich, then we invaded. They call it occupation, but we losing jobs across the nation. Drill, baby, drill, while they make our soldiers kill, baby, still. The desert where the blood and oil spill.
This is the ballad of the black gold. They call it Texas tea. But it's bigger than a cowboy with a lasso. It's deeper than a black hole. Create monopolies, except they collect a fee when you pass go. Crisis international, the government de facto. We got no control of this fiasco. Darker than the back roads, bubble hotter than Tabasco. Order what you bargain for.
Nigeria is celebrating 50 years of independence. They still feel the colonial effects of Great Britain's presence. Dictators quick to imitate the West. Got in bed with oil companies and now to place a mess. Take a guess which ones came and violated. They oiled up the soil. The Ogoni people was almost annihilated. But still, they never stayed silent. There was activists and poets using nonviolent tactics that was catalyst for soldiers to break into their crib, take them from the kids to try to break them like a twig and make examples of the leaders executed. Sarah Weaver threw Fela's mom out the window right after they beat her in an effort to defeat hope. Now the people feet soaked in oil, so the youth is doing drive-bys and speedboats. They kidnap the workers. They're blowing up the pipelines. You see the fires glowing in the nighttime. Yo,
this is the ballad of the black gold. They call it Texas tea, but it's bigger than a cowboy with a lasso. It's deeper than a black hole. Create monopolies, except they collect a fee when you pass go. Crisis international, the government de facto. We got no control of this fiasco. Darker than the back roads, bubble hotter than Tabasco. More than what you bargain for.
History, a slippery creature. It's full of plot twists and surprise endings like a mystery feature. This oil shit is slicker than preachers. It make the problems in the region amplified like victory speeches. Poison the water, lead the voice to the slaughter. Go in somebody country, rearrange the order and destroy the borders. You see him dancing through the fields of fire. World domination, a real desire. The devil is still a liar.
This is the ballad of the black gold. They call it Texas tea. But it's bigger than a cowboy with a lasso. It's deeper than a black hole. Create monopolies, except they collect a fee when you pass go. Crisis international, the government de facto. We got no control of this fiasco. Darker than the back roads, bubble hotter than Tabasco. Order what you bargain for.
They want to be loved by robots. Need
You're listening to the last moments of Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And we just heard High Tech and Talib Kweli, a.k.a. Revolution... No, what is it? Christian has a CD.
Reflection Eternal.
Thanks for helping me out there, bro.
No problem. That's what I'm here for. And that was from their album Revolutions Per Minute that just came out earlier this year. Love the kind of the subject of the song.
Yeah, that was Ballad of a Black Gold. And if you have heard of Talib Kweli, you must know him from his movement, his duo Black Star with Mos Def back in the early 90s, and he's known as someone that speaks out on a lot of issues, so that's why we play him here at Are You Aware?
Yeah, very socially conscious and aware hip-hop artist, so, and those are few and far between, I might add, as well, so it's refreshing when you come across one, so.
And if they are, they're being played on our show.
Most definitely, that's what we do around here, so we are almost done for this week.
I know. Sad to say goodbye.
But we'll be back next week. If you have any comments, questions, concerns, feedback, requests, anything, hit us up at areyouawareradio@gmail.com to get heads up on ticket giveaways and fun drive action, stuff like that. Join us our Facebook page.
Yep.
Go look us up.
We have a new logo.
Oh, we have a new logo.
Picture or whatever it is.
It's a logo.
It's a logo. It's pretty cool.
So check us out on Facebook. You can look us up, search us, Are You Aware Radio, on Facebook. Join our group, and we'll give you a heads up when we're giving away tickets, like the Black Mountain tickets we're giving away for Fun Drive.
So, yeah, don't forget, Fun Drive is from the 16th of November to the 25th. We're actually having a show at the Biltmore after to celebrate Fun Drive. We're getting a whole bunch of musicians playing, I think, 90s covers is what's been kicking around.
It's going to be a fun time.
We're going after, right?
Oh, you bet.
And when Christian and I whenever we go to the Biltmore, it's going to be a messy, fun night.
For sure. So we're going to leave you here for this week. One more song from Bouncing Souls, actually. They're punk rock band from New Brunswick, New Jersey, formed in 1987, been doing it for a while. Here's Bouncing Souls with Anchors Away on Are You Aware?
Gotta love the maritime punk.
Please. no bleak can come out.
I understand that. But this noise has got to stop.
All Bleak cares about is Bleak.
Is that so?
Oh, so that is. Let me just take a look around.
Bleak brought this from me a year ago, man. This is a rare, out-of-print bird.
Look, I'm a delivery man making deliveries. Yeah, any static, take it up with Bleak.
Bleak, two E's, one K.
Right now, I'd like to bring to the stage a fine musician, as well a very dear friend. Please give a warm welcome to Mr. Bleak.
It's all coming together very slowly here. Stay tuned. Tonight on Exquisite Corpse Radio, the dawn of recording, the Julius Block Cylinders. And somebody's already on the phone? What's going on? You're going to have to hang on. All right. So to tell you a little bit more about what we're presenting tonight, let me just get right into it here. I can find my reading glasses, and I'm not sure I'm ready for this such an ambitious effort, but I'm going to give it a shot. The history of the Block Cylinders. Julius Block was born in, I don't know how you pronounce this, Pietermaritzburg, Natal, a British colony located in South Africa in 1858. He had hopes of becoming a musician. But his father, a wealthy businessman who represented two American trading firms in Russia, insisted that he not waste his career on music. Reluctantly, Julius capitulated. Block proved to be an outstanding businessman, and a fairly family business in Russia flourished under his leadership. But music remained an essential part of his life. It was under this confluence of music and business, linked with ingenuity, drive, persuasiveness and charm, that stimulated one man to create one of the world's most important surviving musical legacies. In 1889, the young entrepreneur Julius Block paid Thomas Edison a visit at his laboratory in Orange, New Jersey, in order to secure a phonograph. Block, an amateur pianist, had read about the tantalizing new